You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Texas Rangers are going to clinch this division sooner than later. But it's going to be a few more days, but things are looking very good for this team. They are currently in Houston finishing up a series. Let's talk to T.R. Sullivan about everything going on with the Rangers. I'm Allison Federer. T.R., you know, managers don't like to talk about playoffs before the division is clinched. Obviously, they're taking it very slowly. But I saw this stat that Buster Olney posted. You take away the Astros and the Rangers series, and they have identical records. And obviously, the Rangers are in a very good spot because they just demolished the Astros this season. I mean, that's huge, right? It's got to be in their heads. It's got to be.
You know, I'm not in the Astros clubhouse, so...
I am, and they're not going to talk about that.
No, and the Rangers aren't either, because the Rangers have a lot of respect for the Houston Astros. I know, and you know, Jeff Bannister and A.J. Hinch are very good friends, and the Rangers take the Astros seriously. They know they're the best team in the division. And look, the Rangers have a terrible record against Minnesota, Tampa Bay. I mean, their record against last-place teams is abysmal. But, you know, there's something when they play a tough team, they're at their best, they're focused, they're getting after it. It's just the way it's been all year, not with the Rangers. But, you know, they're 4-2 against the Cleveland Indians. And, you know, they just play well against good teams because I think they raise their level of their focus. And there is a little bit of a rivalry here, but more than that, the Rangers know that the Astros were the team that almost caught them last year, and they're the ones that have to hold off this year.
It is pretty amazing when you look at how many times the Rangers have beaten the Astros, starting last year. I mean, that, I don't know that I've ever seen. I remember the Astros had this dominance over the Phillies, like, over maybe 2 years, but they didn't play each other that much. I mean, to have that many games, 18 to 19 whatever games per year, This is a little bit unusual, wouldn't you say? For a team that's good. It's not like they're just rolling over the, you know, Milwaukee Brewers or something. I mean, these are good teams.
Yeah, I mean, I remember in the 90s, the Rangers couldn't beat the Seattle Mariners when they had Randy Johnson and Ken Griffey Jr. I remember there was a stretch where the Mariners own them. So it happens. You know, the one thing the Rangers do, I think, and the Astros need to start looking at it, I think the Rangers do a really good job of putting the supporting cast together. You know, the extra relievers in the bullpen, the guys off the bench, you know, going out not only getting a Jonathan LaCroix and a Carlos Beltran, but then getting Carlos Gomez when Shin Soo Choo. The Rangers are very aggressive in trying to figure out any way they can to improve their team, and they look at it as a 365-day-a-year job. If they can claim a guy off a waiver wire, or if they can pick up, you know, they got a kid, Dario Alvarez, left-handed reliever, they got in a trade with the Atlanta Braves, along with Lucas Harrell. And this kid has some great stuff, and he's not going to have much of an impact this September, but, you know, come down the road, this kid, if he can get his control together, this guy could be a dominant reliever, kind of like Jake Diekman was last year. So I think that's what the Rangers do well, and I think it shows up against the Astros, is they really go all out to put together a complete team and look at every possible way of improving their team.
So how does the rotation look? I mean, it's... They can't really start backing off of guys yet. But that being said, there are guys in the rotation that have had injury issues that need to be sort of coddled maybe a little bit. So what's the plan?
Well, they just got Colby Lewis off the disabled list. And he was pitching like an all-star for the first half of the season. And they need to ramp him up. They need to get him ready for the playoffs. They need to see if he can be as good as he was in the first half of the season, because he was pitching just as good as Cole Hamels and, you know, what Yu Darvish has done lately. That's number one. And then, you know, Martin Perez is probably another starter, so they got to figure out what to do with Derek Collin and A.J. Griffin. You know, if they need to go into the rotation instead of Colby Lewis, or if they need to go into the bullpen. So I think what you're looking with the rotation is, we know Hamels and Darvish are going to lead it off into the playoffs. I think you're looking at a kind of an audition to see who the next two starters will be. But as you well know, Allison, they're going to go with four starters in the playoffs.
And that's – the bullpen is – I don't know. Tell me about their bullpen. I feel like when I watch a lot of Rangers games, because they show the Rangers games in Houston, and I just feel like it's always a very interesting way to end the night every night for them.
They do. And, you know, Dyson's in his first year as the closer, and he's done very well. I mean, he's had a few blown saves, but everybody has. Now, the guys they need are Keone Kayla and Jake Diekman. They're tremendous talents, tremendous arms. They've had a lot of success in the big leagues, especially last year. Diekman's been great for most of this year. They've had some issues lately, had a bump in the road. You know, they got to get those two, you know, at the top of their game going into the playoffs. You know, Tony Barnett's been a valuable utility reliever. They got to get him. They got to get him right. He's sidelined with a little oblique muscle strain on the left side. So they got to get the bullpen ironed out a little bit and get everybody the rest they need and have them at full strength going into the playoffs.
Now, looking ahead, they made a lot of deals. Like you said, they've been very aggressive at getting the reinforcements. When you look at the farm system, I mean, is it still in as good of shape as it's been? No. So, I mean, when you say, like, do they kind of see, like, this is the last maybe couple of years to be doing this, and then there might be some starting over, or how do you see things?
Their farm system has taken some big hits. I mean, when you get Cole Hamels in a trade and Carlos Beltran and LaCroix, the guys like that, you got to give up a lot of players, and they've given up a ton of players in the last few years. And, you know, they have some young players coming up in the lower levels, and they got a little bit of pitching, but, you know, their farm system is taking some hits, and they're gonna see that. I mean, not only that, you brought up Nomar Mazara this year. You know, they brought up Matt Bush. They brought up a couple other guys too. They're on a little bit low on the talent in the farm system, but I think it can recover in a couple of years. Right now, they've just kind of stripped away most of their AAA and AA level talent.
I mean, there's some young players that are, like you've mentioned, some of these guys that are on the roster now, just up and coming, still very young. It looks pretty good still for the next couple of years.
The big one is going to be Joey Gallo next year if he's ready to make an impact at the major league level. And, you know, Nomar Mazara is coming back. He'll be fine. But they just don't – their young pitching right now is really at a low ebb. So they got some tough decisions this year in the offseason with Colby Lewis as a free agent and Derek Holland having an option. And those are going to be two interesting decisions because they don't have the kind of quality starting pitching sitting there ready to go. I mean, they got Nick Martinez and Chichi Gonzalez, but, you know, those guys are kind of taking a step back. So they're going to have some interesting decisions this offseason with their two free agents, Colby Lewis and Derek Holland.
First, they got to get through October.
That's right.
Thank you very much, TR.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.